Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
And welcome to this week's On Times Radio show, where you actually have the whole gaggle, dazzle team. We go by all of these names. We are the people that run Joy of Business. So I'm Rebecca Hulse, and I have with me Melanie Need, Peggy Shum, Sarah Watt, and Emily Evans Russell. How did we get so lucky that we could all manage to find the time? This is like pure gold, where we're all available. So welcome, everyone.
Hi, Rebecca. Yay.
Hi.
Everyone, I'm so excited.
Hi.
Like,
hi, everyone.
Late at night, up early, up late.
I know. We work. This is the thing when you have a global team and you're working in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different time zones, you feel like you struck the lottery when you actually managed to get everyone on a call. But what we're talking about today is this one book that changed all of our lives. We're talking about the Joy of Business book. This is a book by Simone Milicis that is now translated into, I think, 12 languages and at least 3 more on the way. And, you know, it's something that's been coming up a bit lately because we have got the JCFs getting together in about, I actually don't know when because we're going to, I don't know when we're launching this episode actually, but soon. And we're throwing them in all to do a very different book club. So that made us go, hey, what do we know about this book? And actually, my favorite story is Emily's story. And I've seen her copy of the book. And it is the most loved Joy of Business book you've ever seen in your life. It goes with her everywhere. Emily, do you want to explain what your Joy of Business book looks like?
Yeah, I just found out. I was like, where is it? Because I always have it. And, you know, when you're reading a book and I dog ear, like I fold over the pages that have something that I want to remember or go back to. And pretty much every other page in the book is dog eared. And then I have underlines and notes in the margin. And when I first got this book, it was one of the first books from Access Consciousness that I bought that have all these different tools. And when I bought it, I didn't know why I was buying it because to me the title is Joy of Business, and I was a stay-at-home mom at the time with like 2 little girls. One was like in diapers at 6 months, but for some reason I was drawn to get the book. I was reading it, and when I first read through it, even though I'm like marking every page, I still read it thinking, but I don't have a business. Like, I don't own a company. Why is this so interesting? And thinking I was like having gonna wait to use the tools or somehow. And then as I kept going through, I really got, you'll hear Simone say often, the founder of Joy Business, that your life is your business. And I don't think I really got that. And I started off with all the typical points of view of you have to own a business for this to contribute to you or to be a business owner or to be an entrepreneur. And then I realized, oh my gosh, these tools in here and the questions you can ask they can apply anywhere to any area of your life. And it is it's like my favorite book, and I changed my whole point of view of what business was. And I grew up in a family where truly, like, entrepreneur was kind of a dirty word. Like, the idea that you would go out and somehow make money and that the people that did that were doing awful things with their money in the world, and that business marketing, entrepreneurship was not a good thing, which is so interesting. And so for me reading it, I was like, wow, I love this, and where can I apply it? And it changed everything of how I saw my life, of how I saw business, of finally getting to see that my creativity, whether it was like cooking a meal or cleaning the house or writing an email or teaching yoga or whatever it was at the time, all of that was my life, which was a, it is a business. So it changed a lot for me.
I love it. And I think we will put some pictures of these well-loved Joy of Business books in Instagram or something, because when I first saw her book, and this was 2 or 3 years ago, maybe, I think, I don't know, we were in Milwaukee, and I remember meeting you for the first time and seeing your Joy of Business book, and I was like, is that your book? Because it looked so well-loved then, and I can't wait to see what it looks like now. But Melanie, when was the first time you read the Joy of Business book?
Well, I cheated and I got it on audiobook. So I actually ended up buying the hard copy after, because I actually loved, you know, the way you can just open a book on any random page and read what was going on. But for me, when I got it on audio, like, I was in a lot of judgment on how I was with business. Basically, I never thought it would be something that I would do. And like, Simone definitely was somebody that kind of, I wouldn't even say she showed me. It was kind of, I went to my first business 101 with her 2 years ago. And, you know, the way you're kind of going, every reason I can't do it, you know, that kind of way. And she was like, no, you know, like, as in everything was possible. So then I bought the hard copy after that, because then she kind of opened the door. The possibility of that I might actually not be as, you know, kind of hopeless at creating something that I wanted to create, just by actually, like, listening to the book and going to the class. But for me, I thought I wasn't a connector, and then therefore I could never do business. So that was my attitude until I went to her 101 class, and I swiftly changed it afterwards because I realized that might not be entirely true.
I love that. And I mean, this is the thing with this book, is that it's full of so many hidden surprises, because Simone's point of view about business is really different. And what's funny is that you might also realize that it's closer to what your point of view truly can be as well. Because it's actually a book that is relevant to so many different things, and not just about business either. Surprise, surprise. Sarah. What about you? You have a bit of a closer relationship to Simone than most would before starting working with Accessing with Joy of Business.
Yeah, Simone is my sister-in-law. So, yeah, she is my brother's partner. And, yeah, I guess I'd been in Access for a little while before I sort of started using the tools of Joy of Business as well. And what I loved was, and what I still love, is that, you know, what Emily said, how, you know, if you wake up in the morning, and it's like what Simone says, if you wake up in the morning and you've got blood running through your veins, you're in business. And I'd never heard anyone explain business that way. And so for me, it's like the tools of Access Consciousness, which are absolutely amazing for any part of your life. And then how Simone just brings them into business and makes it all so, like, holistic. It's almost like it just brings this whole new world to business and to everything. So I have the book, I have the audio, I steal my roommate's Kindle and I read it on there as well. And I'm excited about this book club because, I love hearing everyone's different perspectives on how one book and, you know, this amazing woman and how much she's changed so much in so many different people's lives. Yeah.
That is, it's so cool. And it gets me excited too. And we have something to share about how this book club isn't like every other book club later. But first I want to hear from Peggy, who we haven't heard from yet.
Yeah, I have, kind of a similar story. When I was at a point where I'd been an entrepreneur, I had my own business for probably 15 years, and I've read a lot of books and I've done a lot of different methods and systems. And so when I saw her book, Joy of Business, I wasn't really interested until I heard that, you know, your life is your business. And it just created a whole different approach for me. It was like, okay, well, that makes sense to me. It's not about doing the business necessarily a particular way or following a system. What I really want is the bigger picture to bring my life into focus and to treat my life as if it's a business. And I need some tools, and I wanted some perspective and just really a whole different approach, because all of these other things that I had tried didn't really create the change that I was looking for. So I actually downloaded the Kindle version because it was the quickest, fastest, easiest way I could get into it. And so if my Kindle version could be dog-eared and ragged-looking, it would.
That's so cool. I'm definitely a Kindle reader as well. Because, I mean, when you devour books as fast as I do, it doesn't work to carry 13 books a month traveling all over the world, I found out. How does it get any better than this? Hey, guys, I'd like to know, if you could pick one favorite story out of the Joy of Business book, what would be one of your favorites? You know, I'm asking for hard challenges.
I can definitely start on that one. For me, the human and humanoid part of and how that is so makes how I function in business so much more ease for me. So I heard about the human and humanoid tool when I first came to Access, and that created a whole change in my universe. And then Simone, it's in the book as a tool to use in business as well. And for me to know that, like, I would go into a job and, you know, within sort of 6 months, I'd be like, okay, I'm done, ready to move along. And I watched all of these people. Like, my sister's worked in the same job for 12 years now, I think. And to me, that is like my definition of hell, really. Like, it's not something that I could ever do, but I would always sort of go to the wrongness of me, thinking, oh, if I could just stick to it, if I could just stay with this for a little bit longer, I could do things like have more holiday leave and, you know, what's the other thing you get? Long service leave and all that sort of stuff. But when I read Simone's take on being a humanoid in business and how you can use that to your advantage and how it's not a wrongness, that created so much more for me and allowed me to now work in jobs and in, I work for Access, I work for Joy of Business, and every day I may be working on up to 50 different projects at a time, and it's so much more enjoyable having that tool. So that's my part of the book that I'm right now super grateful for.
Not looking forward to holiday leave anymore?
Never. I don't even know what a holiday is. Oh, I do know what a holiday is. It's when in 4 weeks and Saturday, Sunday, 4 weeks and 4 days, I fly to Costa Rica for the Access Consciousness 7-day event, where I will be working. But that is now my version of a holiday.
I like your version of a holiday. I have your same holiday coming up. I'm so excited. So guys,
yay,
you have to hear the rest of the stories after this break. Stay tuned. More coming up. Joy of Business Gaggle on Times Radio.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. You have the Joy of Business team here today. We are talking about the fabulous book by Simone Millicis. Guess what it's called? Joy of Business. And we left you on a bit of a cliffhanger in between stories for what are our favorites out of this Joy of Business book. So who would like to share their story next?
I will. This is Emily. There's so many stories in this book, so it's kind of hard to choose one. But what I really loved is Simone talks a lot about all of the different businesses and kind of creation she was in throughout her life. And she talks about when she, worked in India and would export a lot of product and worked the markets in Australia. And then she had a business called Good Vibes for You where they did like magnets and T-shirts and with different phrases and sayings. And she talks about how she had a magnet that said one of her favorite quotes, like, imagine what you could do if you knew you couldn't fail. And how there was a woman who got that one magnet and was married and had 6 kids and was getting beaten up for years by her husband. And that one magnet, the woman said, I looked at that every day, and it gave her the courage to leave her husband and get out of that abusive relationship and take her kids. And it's that idea that we all create different things, and no matter what your business is, and here you might be thinking, I'm making magnets, like, how could I be changing the world? But it's like, sometimes you affect the world and can change people in ways you don't often know when you're in business and when you're just creating what's fun for you and getting out there tools and ideas that some people may have never heard or never had the courage to, put into action. And that idea that it could be one thing and you don't know what it is, but the reach that you can have when you're willing to create in the world, no matter what it looks like, and what you can change, that's one of my favorite stories in the book. And just inspiring to know, like, similar to Sarah, like, I forever made myself wrong of, I don't know, what do I like, and I could do a zillion things, and I can never stick to one job, and I don't know what I want to do. And this book and those stories kind of gave me the freedom of, it doesn't matter, no matter what business, like, when you read about Simone and what she's creating and where she is now, and all of us, like, if you're following what you love and you have joy in, you change the world just by doing that. And you often maybe don't hear the stories of the people you affect, but when you do, it's just so empowering and, keeps you going on that path of creating what you'd like to see in the world.
I love that. And it's so funny how even when you've read the book a few times, you can still forget these stories and these moments that are just so poignant and it just makes me want to reread the book again, actually. One of the stories that I really remember is when she was talking about when Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, let her screw something up. And she asked him, she was like, hey, why did you let me fuck up on this? And he was telling her that it was so she would have an awareness that she wouldn't have been able to get if she hadn't been the one making choices. And for me, because I lead and manage a lot of different things in Access Consciousness and in my own business and with Joy of Business, like, I have my fingers in quite a few different leadership roles. And I realized that, oh, I will probably fuck up. And do you know what? That's actually also okay. And to realize that I would always get an awareness and I would always learn something and I would always come out of this with more than I did on the other side. And it made me realize and go for things more and take more risks and do more of the things that I actually really wanted to do with all these different companies, and know that at the very least, I would screw up and I would learn something, or we might lose a bit of money, or we might, you know, not get as many people to this one thing, or, you know, hey, maybe I would be fired. But if I didn't go for what I knew would really be great to do and work, then I would never find out anyway. And so it really gave me a different way of looking at how I led things and how I ran the different businesses that I was involved in. Even though it could be scary. But now it's just fun, believe it or not. Once I got over the part where I was freaking out, going, oh my God, is this okay? Can I actually do this? And now I realize, hell yeah, I can do this. So definitely a much more fun way to work. Hey, Melanie, what's one of your favorite Joy Business stories?
I feel the pressure because there's a lot of them. I really love Emily's one, you know, what would you choose if you knew you couldn't fail? But the one thing, and I spoke about it earlier, that really changed it for me was the creator connector mover. And, you know, Simone would regularly tell stories of people would see a value in everything else other than the kind of what they were. And for me, I put such a large focus on what I couldn't do, well, what I thought I couldn't do. I was actually willing to not create based on the stuff I couldn't do rather than the stuff I could create, the stuff that I was good at. You kind of get wrapped up in everything and you kind of get wrapped up in everything or every reason you think you can't have business. And I think I might be touching on a lot of parts of the book, but like the whole thing about being you as well and, you know, being willing to fail, like even you touched on there as well. And it's but the creator connector mover was a huge one for me. And it's one that I kind of, once I kind of got an awareness on it and I actually realized I was a good connector, but not a classically good connector. I kind of just got over it and I started creating. So like, I suppose that would probably be my favorite part purely because it was the one thing that I held back on. And once I kind of got over the point of view I had on it, I was actually able to create a lot more. So, like, that's probably one that would always be kind of my favorite.
And this conversation is so hot right now because we have a lot coming up in the pipeline for the different tools of Creator, Connector, Mover, and Foundational. It's something that gets me really excited, too. And I just want to emphasize one thing you said there on classic. I like how you said classically a connector because I'm actually not a classical connector as well in terms of that I love to make phone calls and chat and would just, you know, talk to anyone. But I always do know someone that could do something if you need someone.
Yeah.
And so it made me realize that there is way more than just one way to be one of these different roles. And honestly,
absolutely,
that conversation... Exactly. Yeah, that conversation that never gets old. Never, ever, ever. I think I could have that one
never,
all day,
ever.
Every day.
Yeah, we could nearly go through that chapter and kind of go, I'm not this or I'm not that. But the information she gives is really helpful on it. And like, once you realize it's a lie, and I cannot stress enough, it was the one reason I wouldn't create because I thought that's the one thing you had to be in business. But being on the Joy of Business gaggle and, you know, I'm working with the tools of access, it's actually bringing everyone's brilliance together creates a lot more than you trying to be everything or thinking you have to be everything.
Exactly. And it's so funny that when you stop trying to be everything or be the one that's most important, you actually end up having access to a lot more of the different capacities you didn't really know you had because you were trying so hard to make them happen. That they can't be there because you're forcing it.
Yeah, it's kind of unnatural. It's just loaded with judgment.
Exactly. And who wants to do something that's forced and not natural for them anyway? Especially when you have so much that you're naturally talented at. bring back the natural. And I know, like, putting these two words together is even more weird than putting joy on business together. Putting your natural business talents together. I think we have one that is more strange than joy of business. I think we have a winner. We found it. I love what we create on these. Hey, Peggy, what's your favorite joy of business story?
Well, there's so many. I think it's more more of a collaboration. She talks so much about and gives so many tools in the book about what to create and how to create. And it really kind of did a number on me when I first read through it, and I needed to go back over and over because, you know, I was kind of in a place of survival. You get so used to just, you know, thinking about what you need to get through this and to get through that to totally change your thinking so that you're creating your future and accessing what you know, accessing your gifts, accessing, you know, your awareness in a completely different way. That I think that's what stands out the most to me from the book is just, you know, all of those different tools, all of those different areas where she goes into that.
That's
created
so
a change
cool. And
for my business, yeah.
I mean, and it's like, I want to put everything that's in the book into this one, like, On Times radio session, and I know that we can't do that. It's kind of, it's like, come on, how much work can we pack into this? We'll just, like, read the whole book in 45 minutes. Who's up for the challenge? Exactly. But it makes me wonder, like, I know a lot of people aren't into reading books anymore. They wonder, like, how am I supposed to have the time for this? And how did you guys actually, like, did you devour it in one go, or did you take it into small little bites, or did you just dip into it every now and then, opening a random page? Like, how did you make sure that you actually read this book and got through it? And I know that we are coming up to a break, so I will have to leave you guys on a classic Rebecca suspense moment. We know that you know about those if you've been listening to the show. My favorite thing is to leave you on a moment of suspense. But there is so many different ways to devour this book. So we'll leave you to ponder, and we'll share with you when we get back. Don't go away. Classic cliffhanger.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it, or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
We're back. Welcome back, everyone. We're now over halfway through, which means we are not going to succeed on sharing the entire Joy of Business book with you in the next 30 minutes. Oh, no. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to share some of our favorite ways to devour this amazing book if you haven't read it or to revisit it. Emily, do you want to start first?
Sure. So I think I read mine in maybe 2 days. And I did that while having 2 children, like 3, under the age of 3. So it can be done. It's a super easy read. And I still actually pick it up. I think Melanie said this, where I will grab it and just open it to any page. And there's like bolded questions and things that you can easily pick out really quickly. So if you don't have time to read it through and you're, you know, a hard copy book owner like myself, I guess you could do this on Kindle too, but I just, I turn open to a page and see like what's required that day, and I always find something to use, question to ask, a tool to use.
I love that. That's a great way to revisit everything. I'm definitely a person that devours books too, but I'm a classic read at night until I fall asleep person. But that, to me, that generally means about reading for about 30 minutes, and this is where I love my Kindle, because you can, especially because it's cold in New Zealand right now, so you can snuggle up under the blankets and you can literally just have like one finger out for hitting the next page. And it's backlit, so then you can literally fall asleep reading and you won't lose your page. It's probably one of my favorite ways to do that. But the problem with that is that you have so many good ideas and then you don't really fall asleep. You just get more awake. So PSA or warning, don't go to bed late and then read, for me, just for me, because otherwise you're like, oh my God, I'm so hyped up, and then Europe is awake, so you can talk to them, and then you can get really excited about your ideas, and then America wakes up, and you can share your ideas with them too, and then it's 3 a.m. in the morning, and you're like, I guess I forgot to go to sleep. A possibility available, up to you, no point of view. Peggy, what's some of the ways that you like to devour the Joy Business book?
Well, I had every good intention of reading it in, you know, bite size, you know, an hour here, an hour there, at night before I went to sleep or in the morning when I got up. But truthfully, I got it and I read the whole thing straight through. I mean, dinner was late, the whole thing, here's some crackers and cheese, you know, it was just a complete read through. And then, like everyone else, it's, I love to pick it up and, you know, just see what I open up to. On the Kindle, you have popular highlights. I can go there and see what, you know, what other people have highlighted, you know, what do I need to know today? I kind of just scroll through and use my finger to highlight something. But it is amazing how much, even though we all are on the Joy Business team, I find it so funny how much all of us kind of go back and refer to it.
Me too. It's one of the resources that keeps on giving. But I love that you read it the whole way through. I would be very happy with a dinner of cheese and crackers. I think that's actually my kind of cooking, to be honest.
Yeah. And wine.
Exactly. You can't cook without wine. It's just, you know, the Italian way to do it. Then everything you eat is Italian. See, there's lots of different kind of hacks in here. Cooking hacks, too. The business of your life. Who haven't we had? Sarah.
I loved listening to all of your stories. That's so amazing. I'm a bit of an everything kind of girl. So I read it initially cover to cover and, you know, took in as much as I could. And now it's kind of like my business encyclopedia, I like to think of it as. Like, if I need to refer to something or I think, oh, I need a bit more information about that, I kind of, it's like my reference material for business. But I've also got the audio. So sometimes if I'm driving somewhere, like if I've got a bit of a trip, I'll put a disc on into my car and listen to it while I'm driving. Yeah, so I think it's just one of those things that I like to have at arm's reach at all times.
I like that. At arm's reach at all times. Classic resource. Who haven't we had? Melanie, right?
Me? Yeah. I'm audio all the way. Like, I have the book, and it's easier to go to the book and find what you're looking for than try to find a tool or a question on audio. But, like, when I got it, I listened to it actually probably two or three times. If I went for a walk, I'd listen to it. Or, you know, if you're kind of around the house or whatever, I would listen to it all the time. And Simone reads it, and I just think she's an amazing voice. So you can actually, I can hear her speak, kind of created something different for me as well. So I'd be a big lover of the audiobooks.
I actually haven't read the audiobook, so that is inspiring me to go and get that. She's actually in the studio as we speak, recording her second book, Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. She just sent us some pictures over yesterday. So I love hearing more about the audiobooks that are getting out into the world. Hey, and speaking of the audiobook, you can actually get a free chapter of the audiobook. We just set up a new freebie gift for you guys. And so if you go to accessjoyofbusiness.com/free audio, you will get this amazing new little freebie of Simone inspiring you with Joy of Business via audio. So go ahead and check that out. That's accessjoyofbusiness.com/free audio. And hey, what great home play to do in the break coming up next, huh? But I guess we should make our big announcement. Should we make our big announcement?
Yes.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. What's your big announcement? No, I'm kidding. I have to confess something, actually. I hate book clubs. I do. I think I don't want to listen to someone else read a book out loud slower than I can read in my head. And it frustrates the hell out of me. And I'm like, there's nothing new going on here. You're just reading. Like, I'm literally just sitting at my computer or in a room listening to someone read a bit of a book. So I went, and everyone's like, yeah, we should do a book club. It would be amazing. And I'm going, oh, God, please, no. I don't want to do this. This sucks. And so instead, because I'm me, I didn't just go to a straight no and flat out deny the amazing Joy Business team their fun. I went, all right, how can we do it in a way that doesn't suck, basically? How can we do this different? And I was like, that's it. Book club done different. Because the best part of the book club is the discussion. It's when you get into the nitty gritty of the conversation and you share how you use some of the tools and you look at actually applying for a nonfiction book. You look at actually applying this to your life. And so we have 28 amazing JCS plus the Joy of Business team who are going to have one of the best discussions about business and the joy of it you've ever seen in your life every week from the 5th of October. And because there's so many chapters in this book, it goes all the way through until March next year. And we're covering so many different topics. I mean, if you've seen the index of the Joy of Business book, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm hoping someone has the amazing Google Doc that actually tells us the chapters so they can tell me what I'm talking about. But we'd love it if you joined us for this book club because, you know what, it's going to be fun. And it's going to be a way that you can inspire yourself every week to create something different in business. And I just realized that I could just send you to the page where you can sign up, which is, guess what, really easy, accessstorybusiness.com/bookclub. And maybe I am smarter than I think I am, because I actually already put out the whole schedule on there, from how I got started in business to what are you willing to receive, reality and entrainment, human and humanoid. You are not your business. Show me the money. Dealing with financials, creators, connectors, and movers, hiring people, deal and delivers, trusting what you know, not using secret agendas. Do you do business like a man or a woman? Oh my God, this book club is just going to go on and on and on with the coolest stuff you've ever seen in the world. Have you signed up yet? I guess I'm just kind of rambling now because I am excited about this. Does anyone else on the gaggle want to share something that they're excited about with the book club? I think everyone's talking on mute because you guys are really silent.
We're being polite. Well,
yes. I'm excited about the fact that we all get together and get to do the first chapter together. I've never done a book club before, and I think my point of view is very different.
I think we're losing Sarah, but if I can translate for her, she said she was excited to do it with us. And that she likes my point of view about book clubs. So that's two people that hate normal book clubs.
Yes.
Sarah, try again now.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm Joy of Business. I'm on the road to hosting Brendan Watt's foundation class in Nusa. So I apologize if my reception is a little bit poor. But, yeah, I'm super excited to be together with you guys again and to be able to talk about the book again and get these tools out into the world in another new and exciting way.
Me too. All right, guys, I think you have a bit of home play in this break that's coming up very shortly. Do you remember the first home play? Do we, the Joy Business Gaggle, remember the first home play?
Get your free chapter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Free chapter, free audio download. See, I have CRS. So first term play, see if you can get both done in the break coming up. accessstorybusiness.com/free audio to sign up for that. And then see if you can do two things, multitask in this break, and go to accessstorybusiness.com/book club and get yourself signed up for the book club. They're all done via Zoom on this awesome conversation, and they're free. You can join it. It's like R&R for your business. Have fun, have a conversation, get inspired, and then go out and create. I can't think of anything better to do once a week, actually. So that's your home play. Can you complete the challenge? Hope you can. See you on the other side of the break.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
All right, we're back. This is the last part of this Om Times. And if you love it so much, you have to sign up for the book club right now so then you can see us in the very first book club. So I hope you did your home play in the break. And if not, oh, well, I guess maybe you don't love us as much as we thought you did. So in the last segment, I have something that's my favorite thing to do. I don't actually know if anyone else likes this as much as I do. So if you're listening to the show and you do like what I'm about to do, maybe you should let us know. Give us your feedback. You can email omtimes@accessjoybusiness.com and say, hey, I really love that show. Or, hey, Rebecca, your quick fires are a little overrated. But anyway, I think you should let us know your feedback so then we know that you're out there. Hello, is anyone listening? We know that you actually are because we have one of the best download rates on Om Times Radio, but you guys don't talk to us that much. So I would love it if you sent in some feedback. Let us know that you're out there, that you're listening, that you love us, that you want us to do something different. We always appreciate hearing from you guys because you know what? We do this for you guys. We do this because it's so fun to see that businesses can be inspired, changing the world, and having truckloads of fun. So, who am I going to put on the spot first? I think Sarah. Sarah, I want to know, what are your top three favorite tools for making things happen?
Okay, quick fire time. My top three tools for making things happen would be living 10-second increments. So I will start something, and then if I get distracted by something else, that's fine. I will move on and not judge myself for leaving that for a moment and coming back to something else, and I find I accomplish a lot more when I do that. Definitely asking questions. So I wake up in the morning, and one question that Simone taught me that I ask every day is, what can I accomplish today? And the third thing would be that Simone also taught me is because I have a lot of projects on the go at any given time, if I write to-do lists or I try and focus on one thing, I find that I don't get anything done. So she said, pretend you've got an armful of balls, throw all the balls up in the air. Each ball represents one of the projects that you're working on, and see which one you catch and go with that for a little while and see what you create with that. And just always be willing to change at the drop of a hat and, not judge myself. So that's probably way more than three, but I'm excited and, yeah.
That was actually three. Good quick fire. Sarah, I think you get to pick the next person. Who should go next?
I pick Melanie.
Melanie. All right, Melanie. Why don't you tell us three ways that you use the tools when learning something new? Because you are one of the people I know that always has a new thing up her sleeve. Like she's always like, oh, I found this new thing on Facebook, or I found this new way to market on YouTube, or I found this new app that does this. She always has something new that she's researched and got nerdy about. So I want to know, what are her three tools for making new tech easy?
Yeah, so for me, it's got to be fun. So something will pop straight away and I look at it. Curiosity is key, because I would have never considered myself tech savvy, yet I work with technology absolutely every day. So be curious, ask questions, things pop. It's like if you kind of get excited and enthusiastic and you look forward to checking it out, it's a really good sign. And I used to have this thing about me before that I never knew enough, but it just turns out that I love learning. So any judgment I have of myself, I flip it on its head and I turn my wrongness into a strongness. So every day I'm learning something new. And the other thing is I don't know everything, so ask other people questions. So it's not about even just doing courses online or checking things out. It's the people that I work with will always have a piece of information that would exponentialize something that I'm creating. I think that's three.
That is so funny to me, going from, oh my God, I never know enough, to, oh my God, I just really like learning. That cracks me up, because that is so true, and it's something that we do all the time. It's like, oh my God, I don't know how to do this. Oh, wait, I just really like learning how to do new things. Like, it's a capacity. It's something I love. How many other places is that a thing where you go, oh my God, I'm always so talkative, or like, no, I just really like finding out more about people, or you may go more of like, I'm so nosy, or no, you just really like to know what's happening and connect to people. So definitely don't use that tool. That would be bad. Melanie, who are you going to nominate?
Yeah.
Peggy. Well, Peggy works with all of our communications, and everyone that has a problem actually goes to Peggy. So I would like to know, Peggy, how do you use the tools with people that have problems?
Oh, good question. One of the first places I go is into question, what has to change here? What could we change? Can we change it? And how do we change it? And that usually opens up some awareness, you know, where to go, what to do, who needs to be involved, you know, what kind of creative solutions can we come up with if we need to do something like that. Kind of to refine that, one of the things that Simone, one of the first things that she ever taught me was to kind of recognize if I have something come up and I'm going, okay, well, I'm just going to go with that. She said, pay attention, because if you have a little bit of like a hairball, you know, like you're kind of going, oh, yeah, I'll do that. But there's a hesitation, there's something there with it, to take a step back and look at it. And it's the one thing that I really try to do, because it oftentimes takes me either in a different direction, or maybe there's a piece of information that I need to find out, or it's okay just to kind of wait and not act on it. So that's sort of my process. That's what I like to do.
I like it. Those are so useful. I know that. That's one of probably the most challenging areas, is when someone has an issue or a problem and they don't quite know how to fix it yet. So I'm really grateful for those ideas. I guess Emily is the last one. And Em,
all right, I'm ready.
You're ready. All right. I want to know how you get yourself out of a funk. Like, if you're having a weird ass day, if you're not quite sure how you create anymore, and yes, I did this on purpose. How do you get yourself out of a funk?
Okay, so first of all, I often ask, whose universe am I in, or who does this belong to? We are all really super aware of everyone else around us. So not just like your immediate, you know, friends or family, but really like everything going on in the world. And it's not like you have to figure it out, but sometimes asking that question. And then saying, okay, return to sender with consciousness, makes you realize that it's not really maybe all yours. You can easily put a story to, you know, and you wake up and they're sort of like, ah. And it's easy to find reasons of why that might be yours. But often if you just acknowledge, wow, I might be really aware of other things going on in the world or people's worlds that I care about, that it brings some lightness, and then you can choose something different if you don't want to stay in the funk. That's kind of, yeah, one or two tools. Another thing I find is creating will get me out of it. So sometimes we wake up and I'll, you know, you kind of feel like something sat on your head overnight and you wake up in a big ball of air. And I used to then be like, okay, well, today's a day I'll just sit on the couch and not do anything. But what I find now is that if I actually get up and create, and especially if I talk with other people or facilitate them, or if someone has a question for me and I can contribute to them, it makes me realize how you can change other people's worlds, and that what probably seems big to you isn't really that big when you kind of tap into what else is possible. So I would say facilitating other people, talking to other people, and then creating, just like sitting down and not, and asking what your body and what's required today, sort of. So a lot of times if I'm in that place, it's getting outside and moving my body. Like today, I think I woke up, I was kind of in that place, and then I'd been inside all day. And then I walked out my front door, like maybe 3 hours later, I was like, oh my gosh, I needed to be outside. Like my body just wanted to go and move, you know? So I would say move your body, talk to other people, create, facilitate other people if you're a facilitator, and definitely ask, is it yours? Does it belong to someone else? Are you in someone else's universe? And return to sender, and you can get back to more of you. And I will say too, if there are some days though where it's kind of fun to indulge it, so if you're having one of those days, rather than resist it and think like, oh, I should be in a better mood or I should create, indulge being in that funk space. And sometimes when you indulge it and turn it up, it gets you over it way faster. And then you're way willing to choose something different. So that might be four.
I love it. That is the perfect get yourself out of a sad day moment. Well, yeah. We only have a tiny little bit of time left. I'm actually